The accounts from the refugees were absolutely horrific, even following the impressions of our team, which was an extremely experienced team. It's rare that they report this degree of cruelty being witnessed.
That's Scott Campbell, chief of OHCHR's Central and West Africa section, who briefed journalists in Geneva on the report's findings. Investigators say that among the dead confirmed from just one small area of the Kasais were 62 children, of which 30 were under 8 years old. Survivors spoke of hearing screams from people being burned alive, and one woman described having her arm chopped off before managing to escape into the forest. Two of those interviewed died from their wounds after giving testimony. Fighting in the region began a year ago between Kamuina and Sapu militia and government forces, but a pro-government militia, the Banamura, was formed earlier this year from three ethnic groups allegedly armed and supported to attack other ethnicities. Here's Scott Campbell again.
What our investigators gathered on the ground were many accounts of the Congolese army, the Congolese national police, and local administrators working in conjunction with this newly created militia, the Banamura, in attacking villages, often along ethnic lines. And one of our great concerns is that what is already an extremely grave situation could spiral further out of control, and in particular along ethnic lines.
In one of the most shocking attacks in the village of Sank, 90 patients and others sheltering in a health centre were killed, including some in surgery. The UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad al-Hussein said that the refugees' accounts should serve as a grave warning to the government of the DRC. Mr. Campbell outlined OHCHR's recommendations going forward.
First and foremost, the High Commissioner is calling for credible investigations into who is responsible exactly for what's going on, and calling for those individuals, be they members of militia, be they members of state agencies, to be held to account. Secondly, for instructions to be given by the government for the attacks to stop. Importantly, as well, will be that there's full collaboration with an international team of experts that has recently been created by the Human Rights Council.
That international team will begin its work in a few months, but investigating atrocities in the Kasais has been hampered by lack of access and fighting on the ground. The UN mission in the DRC, MONUSCO, has already identified 80 mass graves in the region. Matt Wells, United Nations.